The extended benefits program is typically a 13-week benefit, and it was authorized and funded by the federal government as part of the CARES Act that was signed earlier this year. For states that have a high unemployment period provision in their state code, there is an ability to trigger on an additional 7 weeks of benefits. And so what the secretary did recently was issue a rule, which he was granted that authority by the General Assembly in June to issue special rules. So what he in effect did was reinstate the high unemployment period trigger, which said if our unemployment rate over a 3-month period was greater than 8%, that we could trigger on the 7 additional weeks of benefits. And at this time, those 7 additional weeks will be funded 100% by the federal government. So the secretary's action, again, understanding people that were in need for unemployment benefits for an extended or for a longer period of time, was able to enact a special rule and, in effect, trigger on these additional weeks of benefits.
I imagine Delaware is certainly not alone in this. There's plenty of states that have had a high unemployment rate for that required amount of time. Is there any strain on the federal funding for this program, and would there need to be more funding approved by Congress at some point?
So the I'm sure that the additional weeks does add an additional constraint on the federal budget, but these benefits were authorized as part of the CARE Act, understanding that at this time or in times like this, that there are going to be individuals who will be unemployed for a or could be unemployed for a longer period of time. So there's my understanding is there's no additional funds or no additional action that's required on the federal government's part. The extended, the 100% payment of these benefits does expire at the end of the year. And so if we remain in a high unemployment period beyond after December 31, then the state will pick up and be responsible for 50% of those benefit payments.
And can you offer some context as to how high the unemployment situation is in Delaware? What are some of the latest statistics, and compare that, if you will, to pre-pandemic Delaware unemployment?
So prior to the pandemic, we were at about 4% unemployment in Delaware. In I believe it was June, we the 3-month rolling average peaked at 14.5. And in August, we were down to 10.6. So we're still, for a 3-month rolling average, considerably higher than where we were at the beginning. I think the unemployment rate reported in August was for Delaware is about 9%. So we again, that's the one unique thing about this high unemployment period being triggered on and off, is that if the 3-month average falls below 8%, then we will trigger off these 7 additional weeks of benefits, and we'll return to the 13 weeks of extended benefit, the 13 weeks for extended benefits.
And that well could happen, given the past few months that have been trending downward. It could feasibly drop below 8% in the next month or two.
It could, but again, considering it's a 3-month rolling average. It very well could. I mean, if the unemployment were dropped dramatically, then the 3-month rolling average could be could fall below 8%. I wouldn't expect that to happen immediately. And if it does happen, we have a 3-week period, so we'll trigger it off. We'll communicate that to individuals, and then so it's not like overnight we're going to turn off the benefits, and you're going to go from 20 weeks to 13. There'll be a little notice period. The other important thing to note about these 7 additional weeks is that they're also applied to the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. So that program authorized benefits of up to 39 weeks. And just so your listeners understand, those 39 weeks could, if an individual collected 26 weeks of regular unemployment and then moved to the PUA program, they're entitled to 39 total weeks. With the 7 additional weeks, that number goes to 46. So for those individuals that are being, you know, provided benefits through that program, they too could benefit from the high unemployment period and the 7 additional weeks.
That certainly is an important detail. Can you offer an update on how things are going in the Division of Unemployment? I know this flood of claims for the past few months has caused you guys to hire on some new people and even expand the workplace where you're at. Can you offer an update on that front?
Sure. So we continue to hire additional resource. We are leasing. We've leased a new facility. We're within the next 10 days expected to take occupancy of that facility, which will give us room for some of the staff we have today, but also add probably an additional 30 people. So we are hiring additional claims processors. We're hiring individuals that we call them deputies, but they make the determination of eligibility on claims when there's a question about that. So we continue to add resources to try and help us manage through the backlog of claims that are still waiting for an answer of eligibility.
And what has that done to the division's budget? Is that then thereby straining the state's budget and maybe a need for federal support on that end?
Well, we've been very fortunate that we have received additional federal support. So through the first Coronavirus Response Act, the federal government appropriated $3 million in addition to to my division. So for this year, we received about $7.7 million in funding. Through the CARES Act, we got the $3 million, plus because of the additional volume of claims we've processed, they've appropriated an additional, $5 to $7 million. So we've been receiving additional assistance from the federal government to assist us with our response and the need to hire additional resources and put some new systems and tools in place to help manage this manage through this crisis. So at this point, the state has been willing to assist and provide us additional resource. But thankfully, the federal government, what people need to understand is unemployment, while managed locally, it's funded by the federal government. So the leadership, the governor has asked, and the secretary have made sure that we had access to resources and things that we need. But the federal government has provided the funding so far to allow us to hire additional resources and implement those new systems.
All right, Daryl, is there anything else you'd like to add that we didn't go over?
The one update I'd like to provide is, I know there's been a lot of questions about the FEMA Lost Wage Assistance Program. And so when the federal pandemic unemployment compensation, the $600 program, expired, many individuals were left with just their weekly benefit amount as the benefit that they were receiving. And so through the president's memorandum, he authorized FEMA to issue grants of $300 and it's now been determined it's only going to be paid for 6 weeks. And so we have been actively working to implement and pay those benefits. It's only for 6 weeks for individuals that had previously certified that their unemployment was due to COVID. We have paid all 6 weeks as of yesterday to those individuals. For individuals that are receiving benefits through the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program, and extended benefits, those are supported on our new system, and we've paid the first 5 weeks of benefits to those individuals, and the 6 week will be paid in the next day or so. And then the last group of individuals are individuals who filed their claim, but when they filed, they didn't certify that their unemployment was due to COVID. Some of those weren't given the opportunity to certify because we didn't have that functionality in place. And so we've been communicating via email, phone. We'll be sending letters to those that we can't reach through those other methods with directions on how to certify. And we'll be making payments to those individuals this week. So by the end of the week, we will have paid the largest majority of individuals that will qualify for that benefit. But I know there's been a lot of questions about timing and with respect to us paying those benefits. And again, the majority have received at least 5 weeks of their payments. Some have received all six, and those that are having to certify again will make those payments by the end of the week.